Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting second. The left fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting seventh. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Hartzell. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Squires steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister juggles the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera bunts in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout fires to first and has Castano trapped. There's the throw to Pryor, who tags Castano for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Randall covering, for the out. Pryor moves to second. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister juggles the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Rivera moves to third. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartzell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartzell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive off the glove of Bannister, and into shallow left field. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pryor moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive towards third. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall strikes out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau pinch hits for Dave Edwards. Rich Wortham now pitching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is hit by the pitch. Rivera moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Fred Howard now pitching. Hoskin Powell pinch hits for Willie Norwood. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Landreau now playing center field. Hoskin Powell now playing right field. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Jose Morales. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a line drive into left field. Gar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gar. Castano moves to third. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 4 in the game. Randall strikes out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gar for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a line drive into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jackson bunts in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Rob Wilfong pinch hits for Ken Landreau. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is walked intentionally. Rich Hinton now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Wilfong moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.